My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
The future bet you can make on the Commanders is to either go over or under that total. So let's proverbially walk up to the window here, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to pick a side, and we'll open up the phones for you guys right now. It should be fun. I want to take the temperature of our listening audience on this via you guys at 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Would you bet on the Commanders to go over or under 6.5 wins?
It's over, but slight for me. I've got them right at 7. I think this is probably the range they should be in, which, again, is why, as our buddy Chris Russell says, the boys in Vegas, just it's a group of 3 or 4 people in Vegas, just these boys gathering around deciding these types of odds.
But I was sitting next to Russell at Josh Harris's press conference last weekend over at the X, and Harris said at one point, like,
He goes, I'll leave that to the guys in Vegas.
Exactly.
Right?
He's like, I'll leave that to the folks out in Vegas or whatever. And I literally, as Josh Harris is talking in the second row, turn around to Russell, who's right behind me. And I go, the boys in Vegas.
The boys in Vegas.
But anyway.
Yeah. But that's right where they belong, I think. Both in terms of turning over the roster, in terms of new regime, new quarterback, all these types of things. There is not a ton of precedent for a team to just jump up and win 9 or 10 games. Our eye line is ruined because of what C.J. Stroud, the remarkable turnaround that Houston endured last year, but what's far more typical is incremental improvement. Plus, I forget the exact number. I don't have it in front of me. I was trying to look it up real quick from Warren Sharp. They have one of the more difficult schedules in the NFL. And as you start to tally it up here, you're not, in terms of the gimmies, in terms of how dominant they're going to be, I think they'll be competitive in every game, but it feels like that 6 or 7 win plateau to me, so I'd probably say 7. The other nugget I would offer is from the folks at ESPN who did that very nerdy statistical breakdown, Mike Clay and company. They have a win probability of north of 50% in only one game, and that's a team that they haven't beat very much at all over the last handful of seasons in the Giants. So it doesn't mean that you lose every one of those games where you're a 34% favorite or a 48% favorite, et cetera, but it just means just on paper. So when you add it all up, I don't see the banner season a lot of folks are talking about in terms of 9 or 10 wins. I'm okay with that, by the way. I've got them right in that 7 win range. So I would take the over with some hesitation.
12th easiest schedule in the NFL via Sharp Analytics. Obviously, there are other metrics you can find. Most places have them somewhere between 5th and 6th easiest to about 10th. I think Sharp actually is one of the least favorable toward Washington's schedule, and he's got them still top 12. So schedule should not be an issue at all. You know how I do my strength of schedule bit. I don't do it the way a lot of people do where they look at the teams based on last year. The way I look at strength of schedule is quarterbacks that are on your schedule. You know, what QBs do you actually play? That's what I care about. Now, that can change too with injuries, and generally it only gets easier. It doesn't get a lot harder because it's not like teams are going out and adding at the quarterback position, but you know, if you look at their early season schedule, I think they've got to start pretty quickly. You know, they play the Bucs and the Giants in weeks 1 and 2. I think both of those games are winnable. And I could actually see them being 2-0 going to Cincinnati for Monday Night Football. But I know that if they're going to be over 6.5, they probably have to have one of those two. I don't like the idea of 0-2 going to the Bengals for a primetime game on the road. That's going to be a difficult place to play. You then play the Cardinals. Through four games, you should be 2-2. You know, if you're not at least 1-3, you're in big, big trouble. But the Giants and Cardinals games are going to be toss-up type games. I know the Cardinals is on the road, but you could very easily be 500 through four games. Then you've got the Panthers, the Bears, and the Giants in a stretch right around Halloween. You get one of those, at least maybe two of those. But if you just run through it, I mean, it's the quarterback schedule includes Will Levis, Derek Carr, Daniel Jones twice. Hurts, the way he played last year, is no insurmountable task. They almost beat Philly twice. Deshaun Watson has not been good. They have Kyler Murray of Arizona, Baker Mayfield of Tampa Bay. So it's not a arduous schedule in that regard. So I'm going over as well, Danny. I'm a little more bullish maybe in the over than you are, too. Like, 7 sounds about right, but I wouldn't be surprised if they're able to win 8 or if Jaden Daniels is really, really good if they got to 9. But we're in lockstep in saying over 6.5, which is a little scary.
Yeah, I mean, they're in the range among the bottom 5 or 6, maybe even 7 teams in the NFL in terms of win totals, right? Like, there's a couple that are 4.5. I think there's a couple that are 5.5 and a couple other that are around, 6, 6.5. Depends on your sports book and depends on where you're looking. But so the world isn't terribly bullish. And I totally get your quarterback approach, like looking at it that way. That's as good a way to do it as any, because as you said,
we don't know anything.
Well, as you also said, rightly, we're basing a lot of it on last year. I'm trying to also put in what I think a team is going to be. But again, that's the beauty of this league, is you think you've got somebody figured out and then they're totally different. How many people thought Houston 10-7 last year with rookie of the year division winner? How many people, were 100% sure that, Detroit would be within a point or two away of winning the NFC title or the Green Bay would go on the run that they did. Or, I mean, there's a million different things that we try to predict and we can't. The Philadelphia would start 10-1 and fall apart. I mean, you don't know when you play a team, the old Shanahan axiom. But to me, on paper, if they're explosive and high ceiling enough to win some of these games that, if it got high scoring at times of the last couple of seasons, they had no chance for the most part, right? Except maybe with the exception of one of those Philly games or the Broncos going back and forth. But if you're like playing in one of those high level NFL games, it was like, okay, you're going to leave this team in the distant rearview. If they've got the wherewithal maybe to win a couple of those games, because to your point, Daniels is doing something explosive and you steal one against, Philadelphia on the road there, then you can kind of start to creep up that total a little bit to me.
I mean, you don't have to play Mahomes. They do have to deal with Jackson and Burrow, but no Allen, Herbert, Stafford. Last year you played the Jets, didn't have to deal with Rodgers, but would have. It's probably a middle-of-the-pack quarterback schedule if you do it that way.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.